Okay, so first I'd like to start off and ask, how has COVID-19 affected your faith or beliefs?
Well, COVID-19 has not really affected my beliefs too much because we have the flu and we had H1N1 and other diseases. And I mean, there's nothing really that has changed with my beliefs. I'm a Christian, so I just believe that some things happen and God will allow some things to happen. And that doesn't mean that he doesn't love us.
Okay. Is your religious community still gathering currently?
No. However, our leaders are online, and so we can see our pastor online.
Okay. And as a second part of that question, how has COVID-19 affected your participation in your religious community?
Well, normally we're able to meet, and that's a big thing for my religion is being gathered together. So it is a little bit more difficult because we can't gather. However, now that we have the ability to be online, at least we are fed the word and we're able to hear the pastor and his word from the pulpit, even though technically there's nobody in the audience.
Okay. So the final question I have for you today, is your religious community supplying or engaged in any kind of community service in an attempt to help alleviate issues caused by the pandemic? And if so, what are those efforts?
Well, normally we run food banks and we help people in the community, if they're in need. However, given the situation right now, we're not really able to do that. So it's limited our ability to do what we normally would do for our community. We're taking a careful approach to this, and so we are doing shelter in place, and no one is really going out to do anything right now.
Okay. All right. Well, Wendy, I would like to thank you for taking part in this interview. I hope that some people can take the answers we've gotten here and just kind of get an idea of what this year, this unprecedented pandemic has brought to the religious community and how they are dealing with it. So thank you very much.